It's 6:45. Good morning, I'm Anthony Morneau with KRWG News. A traveling exhibit of symbolism and iconic representations from El Paso led to a new book. Emily Guerra talked to the book's author, curator, and artist Diana Molina about her recently published book titled Icons and Symbols of the Borderland, Art from the U.S.-Mexico Crossroads.
What does it mean to our community right now?
It is especially important to look at this nuanced story of border identity and to gain a better understanding of the relationships, the culture that exists between these countries and all of us who call it home. Now, more than ever, we need to understand that interdependence that we have with each other across this transnational space. And I feel strongly that artists are essential workers in that process. And this book, this exhibit, Icons and Symbols of the Borderland, Art from the U.S.-Mexico Crossroads, exemplifies our unique place in the national dialogue and the international dialogue.
So you talked about other artists in the book. This also portrays a lot of work in the exhibit, since the exhibit came first.
It's a work from the Juntos Art Association, an organization that is based in El Paso, Texas, with origins in the 1980s. So the work in the book follows the traveling exhibit that began in 2015 and has toured to various museums across Texas and now going into New Mexico in 2021.
Let's talk about the relevance of today with the art that is in the book, especially what happened August 3rd, 2019, the shooting at El Paso Walmart. That's very important, significant to the El Paso.
As the book was coming out, the very tragic massacre occurred, which, you know, I feel strongly in the introduction of the book, just make the statement regarding the impact, the consequences of rhetoric. And we saw it, it came home, it hit us at home. And so in the epilogue, I included two pieces, the El Paso Strong Rosary by graphic artist Jacob Munoz, and with listing the names of the victims. And then another piece by Antonio Castro, Gun Control Now. And, you know, stating the year that there had been more mass shootings than days this year. And of course, you know, the realities of the current situation with domestic violence, homegrown violence as a real threat. And I think as artists, we have a strong role in community to touch tones of human expression. You know, that very act of creation connects and marks the times as these particular artists did, and you know, helps that process to organizing the world around us. And it's in the current climate of COVID-19, you know, with not only the social unrest, the economic, it calls on us, it requires more as from artists to find these solutions to connect with our audience and the greater mission to address the social and political issue. There can be no real solutions as we face the challenge of our border community without examining the realities from different viewpoints. And that's what artists can bring to the picture.
There's the border wall that's been built several years ago and now continues to have a lot of controversy. You've photographed that also in your book. What do you want readers to see and take away from this book?
Well, it's essential to bring light to the experience firsthand on, you know, within our communities, within that struggle of race and inequity that is exemplified by the border wall. And, you know, art can help overcome a lot of this, you know, the political extremism that we're going through and lead to a better understanding the disparities between communities, between nations, while giving voice to our identity in very broad ethnic and cultural terms. You know, it's at the end, the book you know, designed as a creative odyssey. You know, it's a trajectory, my own personal trajectory, my own journey, but that of the different artists that ties to memory, to history, to nature. It opens the doors to that connection with everyone who views it, which everyone who, you know, looks at, shares in the book and shares in the exhibit and the relationship with the artistic expression that is committed to the community within, you know, that we inhabit.
You can listen to Emily's entire interview with Diana Molina at our website, krwg.org. Stay with us. Marketplace Morning Report is coming up next.